Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Oh,
more importantly.
Shit, get that drink open.
Okay.
I am drinking and trying. I'll give you a little taste test of the Vina Happy Place infused craft seltzer.
Nice, Anne. Yeah. I'm drinking High Noon Sun Sips Vodka Soda Mango.
You like those.
I do.
These little cans look like, they all look
Are
like...
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just think checking. I'm just announcing to you what I'm drinking? I'm
not sure what's happening.
The 2 milligrams of CBD, or no, Ooh. I'm sorry, the THC, you're hitting me early.
Yeah, we'll see how this vodka soda bit. Cheers.
Cheers. God, this week. Okay.
Oh my God.
Let's just get right into it. Kate gave her statement, very touching,
I know,
sad
it was very
statement.
Sad. It was very emotional, but you know, there was so much speculation. They had to come out and say something. I'm glad that she did, although it's her... You know, in hindsight, it's her business.
Of course.
Right?
I mean, that's what we were saying in the beginning. And then we got right. wrapped up also because it's been like, well, why are they putting out fake stuff?
Well, that's
that was
the
confusion.
That's the thing, is they put all this fake news out there. And so everybody's, you know, heightened as to what's going on. And then we find out
it's very serious.
Yeah. It sounds like she'll be okay.
I hope so. But she's going to have treatment. And I, you know, when she's giving her... new purse?
Oh, that was my Christmas present to myself.
I'm sorry.
Just a little present to myself.
I have not seen that.
I've had it for 3-4 months now.
Yeah, but when? I've never seen you with that. Mm. Anyway. I'm not going to say what it is, Gina. Wow, a little nice little Christmas present to yourself. I'm so distracted. Kate. So Kate, when she was speaking, it made me realize, oh, shit, this is a mom who's gone through a horrible surgery, trying to recover from that, then finds out she has cancer and has to start all the treatments for that, trying to maybe not have it out there because her kids don't know yet. And then we have all of us on the outside speculating all these crazy things.
But, okay, so then was that her at the farm stand?
No.
Then this is the problem.
Right, right.
This is the problem.
But they didn't put that video out there.
Someone else just put it out there. But okay, two people that just happened to look like William and Kate are what? Like, it wasn't intentional? Come on.
Well, but did they put the news out there that they're just hanging out at the farmer's market? Or well,
no, but somebody had those two lookalikes go there and film it.
Or did the two lookalikes just go there and film it?
Well, the lookalike that is a known lookalike said, no, it's not her.
Right, but there's another one. There's one that came out and said it was her. Her name's like Gabrielle or
something. Oh, so you're saying like
did
two lookalikes conspire to go, oh, hey, let's just do this and then maybe.
I would rather think that than think that the royal family fucking put fakes out there. That would be crazy.
Well, wait a minute.
Well,
they did.
They've done.
They put the fake photo out.
You're right. You're right.
So how it's kind of hard to believe they wouldn't do something like that.
It was just a doctored photo. A photoshopped photo.
But why? Why? They could have just come out and said that she's dealing with health issues. Don't put anything out.
But they were pressed.
Well,
yeah, don't put it. I mean, that's what we kept saying. Just don't put anything out.
Yeah, they didn't handle it well.
No.
But we wish her well.
Right.
And it's a very sad situation and not what we were expecting, really.
Well, we kind of did in the beginning. We were like, isn't there just health issues that she's recovering
from? Yeah, then all those other crazy conspiracy theories came out and...
Well, because of what they did.
Right.
Because of all the weird shit that they put out.
Well, let's hope now that we can just put it to rest. Wish her well and everybody can just move on from it.
Yes, let's move on.
Leave her alone.
Let's move on to Karen Huger, who got pulled over for a DWI.
I mean, I shouldn't be laughing, but her response to all this was fucking comical.
Well, she's doing what the royals are doing, basically.
She's not admitting
actually
that she
shouldn't have said anything.
No, she shouldn't have. I mean, it made it worse. She is not admitting to a DWI or DUI. She said she swerved to avoid an oncoming vehicle. She neglected to mention that, you know, she was drunk, apparently.
Driving over the speed limit. She has a suspended registration. Who has a suspended registration. Okay, you're, how do you get that?
You don't pay the annual registration fee.
But I mean, it doesn't become suspended, I would imagine, for months and months.
And she's driving a Maserati and you can't pay your registration?
This is very strange to me. It is.
So there were like 6 traffic violations. She struck a median, hit a couple poles, and plowed into a tree.
That tree, that picture of that tree, that was a huge plow into the tree. Didn't they say that the car was totaled?
Yeah, I think the car was in bad shape.
Also, she says she was just distraught because she had come from a lunch with a good friend.
Well,
and she was talking about her mother. I am not even saying that she wasn't having feelings and wasn't emotional about her mom and her dad and all the passing and stuff.
Yeah.
And I agree that it can come on at any time. But if it comes on and you're drinking and you decided to get in your car, that's all on you. I don't care what your emotional state is. She said she was crying in the car. That's why she did all that shit. She's full of shit is what's happening.
Yeah. And not be able to drive because you're so emotional.
Pull over.
Pull over.
Well, she pulled over.
Well, she pulled over right into a tree.
God, I don't mean, I'm not only laughing because she's fine and the whole thing is ridiculous and shame on her.
Shame on her.
How many housewives are going to do this?
Well, that's the thing. It's like there's no reason in this day and age to be driving under the influence. There's Uber, there's Lyft, there's call a friend. Or how about this? If you know that you're driving and you're drinking, maybe don't drink so much.
What?
And the other thing that really irritated me too is she said, you know, she tried to put it on her mom and the death of her mom and she was emotional. And with Mother's Day approaching, I was like, huh? When's Mother's Day?
May.
I know it's leap year, but did it move up that much? It's May.
Oh, yeah.
It's 2 months away.
Well, she's not wrong. It's approaching.
It is approaching.
Speaking of the other DWI housewife, did you hear that John Jansen is suing Shannon for $75,000?
No.
He's saying he loaned it to her for a facelift.
Wait, does he have money to loan?
Gina, I just posted. I knew you didn't see it because I posted it as you were coming over here.
Oh, my God.
My comment was, does John Jansen have $75,000 extra just lying around? Broke John Jansen.
Maybe he's the billionaire next door and he's living in that little place and he's got a lot of cash in the bank.
Police.
He loaned her, like, wait, Shannon doesn't have 75 grand?
I want to know the background. She asked him because she didn't have it at the time. She was going to get paid later. What is going on? And why would he even agree to it? That's his problem.
Oh my God.
What was the payment plan supposed to be?
Shannon needs to just take a beat. She needs to just go away for a minute, get her shit together,
yeah,
and then come back because she's going to get roasted this next season of Orange County.
It's going to be a lot because they're both on there.
I know. And Tamara and her aren't friends anymore.
No.
Tamara's going to come for her.
She needs the money, though, of the housewives. And it is good entertainment when we know this shit is going on in real life.
I know, but now we know and we're going to see it 6 months, you know, eight months down the road.
Christine Quinn. Selling Sunset.
Oh man. Her husband was creepy. He's supposedly really wealthy, and that's probably why she married him.
Well, it's clearly why she married him because, well, I'm sorry, but visually and also personality, nothing.
Nothing. I know. So apparently, her husband threw a plastic bag or a bag that had a glass in it or broken glass at her. It missed her, and it struck her toddler.
Her 2-year-old son.
Like, what else is going on in that house?
I don't know, but they arrested him in his robe and bare feet.
They couldn't let him put some clothes on before they took him away. Click, click, in the back of the car with probably nothing on under that robe.
Ugh, did you see that robe? Looked like an old, dirty ass robe. He looked disgusting.
He did look disgusting.
Is he still in jail? I wonder what the... Can he come home?
He got out and then he violated his restraining order or whatever, and then he got arrested again.
Oh, she called the cops and filed a restraining order immediately. Ooh, smart. Well, maybe she'll get his money, if anything.
Well, good luck with
that. I thought it was always a weird couple. They were a weird couple.
Well,
She's odd anyway.
She's odd. Did you hear about Wendy Williams' son, Kevin Jr., being evicted from his luxury apartment in Florida? Yeah, he didn't pay February or March rent. He owes like over $4,000, and there's no mama money coming in, so he got evicted. Yeah.
Where is he going?
Hopefully with a family member. He's still in college, right?
Yeah. Well, I think. I mean, when we watched the documentary, he was. Maybe his aunt or...
He seemed to be close with his cousin. The responsible uncle.
I don't know whose parents the cousin is, though. Is that the boy cousin that they're close to? Is it the mom or the lady?
The sister. The attorney.
They don't show the mom with that boy. They don't show Wendy's sister, who's the attorney.
Oh, I thought they were brother-sister.
I don't know, though. Huh. Do you know that?
I don't.
No. So I was thinking that nephew may be the brother's son.
Hmm.
But I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh, the other thing was Anne-Marie is out with Real Housewives.
Yeah. Right.
And did you see the clips for Mauricio's show? Or is it out right now?
I think it is.
I think it came out.
I think it is. I haven't watched it yet.
There's that scene with Kyle riding her bike home from Hermes with the two bags and in Colorado, I guess.
Yeah.
Hiding them from
Mauricio.
Why
are you hiding them? You're not in a relationship anymore. Why are you hiding them?
Maybe that's why she's
hiding.
She
works.
She's using all the fucking money and buying shit.
She has her own money.
She's stocking up. Got to have some investments. Those are her investments.
She has a little bit of a shopping problem.
Well, yes. Even more so now. I knew she kind of did, but now I'm like, whoa, she really does. It's
Who
an issue.
Rides their bike to Hermes? What do you do?
I would love it. I would love to ride my bike to Hermes. All right. What we are watching. I finished The Truth About Jim. I went for it and I finished it. And it was the one where this girl thought her step-grandfather was a serial killer. I finished it. It's 4 episodes. Are you going to watch it?
Probably not.
Okay. So, yeah. It's inconclusive. A little
All
frustrating.
That.
Probably is him, but with the DNA stuff from now and from back then, they didn't have the technology back then. And they didn't even think of him as a suspect. Like, nobody knew about him. I mean, it seems like it could have been him.
Huh. Well, we'll never know.
Crazy. No, we'll never know unless they come out with it later. I think it was in 2022 where they were still doing studies and still trying to figure it out. I'm like, can't they do that so fast now? I mean, we send in our little swab and we know like the section of the world where we're from.
I know, it's
for
crazy.
God's sakes.
Did you? Well, I finished The Apple Doesn't Fall.
And
I was like hopeful for a minute when I saw that Annette Bening was
so the
still...
end of episode 6, and we're going to talk about it now. That's when I said, this is going to be good. And I actually liked her story. I liked to watch how everything happened and unfolded. I thought that was great. I hated how it ended.
I hated how it ended, too. That it ruined it for
me. It ruined the entire... And I didn't want to say that because you were kind of invested. And I wasn't going to say... Like, they had me. The whole last episode, I'm like, yes, yes, what's going to happen?
Here
what's
going to
happen?
Here it comes. Yeah.
I'm like, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
It was so unsatisfying.
I was thinking there might be another episode. I was like, wait, is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I'm like, what? They're just cleaning up the fucking tennis court? That's it?
That's it.
No, I was so disappointed.
It could have been so much better, and it just wasn't.
However, it's a book, so they can't stray too far. And if that's how the book ended?
Well, that
how
didn't
disappointing.
You say that your sister-in-law read it and said it wasn't that good?
It wasn't very good. Here you go, but it's not very good. I'm like,
and usually the books are better than the movies, so we should have known.
We should have known.
We should have known.
We were desperate for something. Well, we started something that we're both enjoying. You're a little further than I am.
Yes, Palm Royale.
Yes.
Love it. The first episode, our friend Rit, I get what he was saying. Like, it took a minute and you're like, okay, what is this really? Like, where are we going with this?
I'm still kind of there because I just finished the first episode. It's beautiful. We love this time frame, this time period. Kristen Wiig looks fantastic. All of the characters are great. I have many questions. I have questions already. I don't know if, you know, I'm sure eventually I'll figure it out, but...
Did you, when her husband came
on? Yeah, that's what
I thought
that
was
question.
All fake. Like,
Me
I
too.
Didn't think that
Me
she
too.
Was really had a pilot husband.
This was my question. I was going to just say, one of the main things is this husband that she said she had. I was like, no, she doesn't. She's faking it. And then here he comes. And he is the name.
A Delaporte or whatever the family name is. And that's his aunt who's... Carol Burnett.
So it's...
But my question was, like, why are you climbing over the wall to get in the house of your husband?
Well, he's kind of like the black sheep or the whatever of the family.
But she's caring for her.
But he's also a pilot.
Right.
So how could he be that bad if he's a pilot?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very intrigued. Of course, there's more, but it's Whoa. I'm in.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Have you been to Palm Beach?
No, but I want to go. I keep telling my sister, I want to go to Palm Beach.
Is it like this still? Is it still very?
Yes. Are you kidding? I follow all these people on TikTok and Instagram, like stylists and, you know, fashion people. And they're all fucking in Palm Beach.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. No,
yeah, it's fun. Are all the episodes out? Because I was going to watch them all.
No. I think the fourth one just came out.
Dang. All right.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out who the nail girl was. And then you said it's Kylie Gerber. Kaya. Who is Kaya dating now?
The guy that played Elvis.
Oh, right. They're still dating?
I think so.
He annoyed me.
Did he?
I didn't even see Elvis. But I just heard that he got so into character, he didn't leave it for like ever. And I'm like, yeah, that's annoying to me.
He's probably an actor.
Probably very nice. He's a method actor. He's probably a very nice kid. All right, let's jump over to Vanderpump, unless you have anything else you want to say.
No, I was just going to say Traitors UK, or they dropped 3 more episodes. I know, I'm so excited.
I am so excited.
I'm really into the UK.
Me too.
Traitors.
I'm so excited that I have that and Pomerail.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
What an amazing weekend this is going to be.
I know.
All right, Vanderpump.
The sexy singles pool party.
I was actually laughing so hard when she kept calling it the sexy singles pool party. It was so fake. None of these people even are friends.
All those random people. No, the two blonde girls that he met, where did he meet them?
Literally on set.
They're extras.
No.
It's kind of embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. It was so awkward that Tom Schwartz couldn't even stay. He's like, I don't think I'm staying here for this. Because he knew how bad it looked.
We didn't know any of those people.
Was Kyle Chandler? Oh, we knew Billy. Billy Lee.
Billy Lee, who apparently has a girlfriend.
Great. I don't even care about Billy Lee. I mean, I really have no feelings
about Tom's conversation with those two blonde girls, though, was so cringe. And it was so clearly obvious that they don't know anybody.
Yeah, my roommate is my ex-girlfriend of 10 years.
But they weren't even like pretending to be fun. They
were interested. And they looked like they were probably 21.
Well, you know, it's Tom Sandoval.
Then he said something like, I mean, this is how out of touch he is with his life at that point.
Yeah, I keep her locked up in her room and I feed her potato chips.
He's such a dork.
He thinks he's so funny.
And
you think they don't know who him and Ariana are?
Of course they do.
They know the story and they're probably like, you fucking creepoid. Ew.
Get away from me.
They look fucking scared is what they looked. Okay, let's talk about the Joe situation. Joe and Allie, Joe and Schwartz. Joseph. I kind of liked Joe and Schwartz together. They seem like they're very comfortable, but it's a very friend bro vibe.
Oh, totally. I can't even imagine that they had sex.
But she, I think, likes him more. It seems she likes him way more than he likes her. I think he really likes her as a friend. And I do feel bad for her now. She's weird. She's odd. And
she's quirky. She's quirky, super quirky.
But for people to just attack her and be really mean for no reason. And Katie did put it out there on social media that
Katie's just a
co-core or something.
She's mean.
And you could see Allie, who's the sweetest girl in the world, and giving her whatever astrological reading. And she was just like, I felt bad for her. I do, too. I feel bad for Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she a hairdresser?
Yeah.
I wonder, like, what her business does now. Like, is she popular in the L.A. area? There's so many stylists there. I just wonder if she has a successful business out
about. I
don't know. I mean, Sandoval, he just can't get past, everybody's against me. Everybody attacks me. Nobody gets it. He's such a baby.
It's getting old.
It is. But also Brock, ew. Sheena's a lot. But the way he treats her, I don't think he likes Sheena very much.
I think she's annoying to him, which I can totally see.
I totally get it.
But still, the things that he says.
He's mean.
Yeah, and on TV of all things.
He also acts like I really want to figure this out and your schedule out because, you know, I want to get things done myself. I want to be a businessman.
Well, then do it.
A businessman.
Yeah. What you going to do, Brock?
What you going to do business? With all that?
I still don't think he has a career. He's trying to get some app off
Gina,
the ground.
He's waiting for her to figure out her stuff. I mean, it's clear that she is the breadwinner. So her trying to get on all these shows, obviously, you know he's pissed about Dancing with the Stars also. So when Ariana and Sheena talk, and Ariana says, I feel like you're very irritated with me. Sheena said, yeah, I mean, I really wish you would have called me about the Dancing with the Stars gig. And she's like, I signed a DNA. I don't think she said this at that point. But later on, she was like, I couldn't tell anybody. I signed a DNA.
NDA?
NDA. God dang, we're talking about DNAs, NDAs, DWI, DUI. Shit.
It's all too much. Yeah, so she couldn't say anything. But once, I mean, I don't know. So I'm kind of torn.
But like, do you think Ariana didn't tell her because she knows that Sheena wanted to be on it forever?
It kind of sounded, the way that Sheena has been explaining it, is that she was told when she was going to watch, I don't know who, but somebody told her, we want to get you on the show. We want to get you on the show. It sounded like it was going to happen. So she was proactive. She went and took some dance classes. And then COVID happened or whatever. It didn't happen. But her people were working on it. And it kind of sounded promising. But I mean,
but this is a whole 2 years after COVID. Yeah, so they could have had you any other time, Sheena.
Exactly.
And maybe you'll get on next since you were talking
about
it so
much.
Well, I think
that she's been talking about it so much because she was like, pick me.
Yeah,
pick
yeah.
Me.
Per it's, usual.
And by the way, being on Dancing with the Stars, is it that big of a get?
I mean, I don't think so. It's like D-list celebrities and they vote, Sheena. Be careful.
Yes.
People don't really like you.
I know. It might not work for you.
And I've kind of seen the way she moves. You can tell by the way people move, maybe in her dance videos and stuff.
She's not going to be a good dancer.
No. And yeah, that kind of dancing is freaking hard. So I don't know. I think she should probably stay away from it.
I do think she's smart in that. And this is what I was thinking too when we talk about the Valley, but she and Lala made appearances on the Valley.
Yes.
Sheena just bought a house in the Valley. Lala just bought a house
in the valley.
So I'm wondering if they're planning ahead, going, if this takes off,
you know what I would
Vanderpump,
do? I have people I would get rid of on the Valley and take those two.
So I'm wondering if that was strategic.
I don't know. I like the crossover. I think Jax is amazingly idiotic television because he puts his foot in his mouth constantly. When he came to the guys,
he came in hot, and it was just, I remembered very quickly how much I hate Jax, and now it's like, oh yeah,
yeah,
that's right, I hate him
because he's so arrogant.
So arrogant, he ripped into Sandoval, which, you know, it was deserved, but to come in after not seeing him for so long and talking shit about him on every podcast, every TV show, everything, and then going, well, I know I came in hot, but, you know, let's
Sorry
hug it
about
out.
That.
Hug it out.
Dude,
fuck you.
Dude, you're me 7 years ago. Jax.
Like,
I think
he's evolved.
You're still the same fucking Jax.
Well, yeah, we see him get in the car. It was, I loved how
I
they
loved
transitioned.
How they, I actually loved how they did
it.
It
was very cool.
It was very fun. So let's roll right into the Valley, shall we?
Since we really don't have anything more to say about,
about Vanderpump.
Vanderpump. So yeah, he gets in the car and he drives to the Valley. And he gets in front of a green screen and we're in the Valley.
Let's talk a little about these couples. How do we feel about these couples that we're meeting?
Okay, so Jesse and Michelle. And Jesse and Michelle are both realtors.
They have the most beautiful child I have ever fucking
gorgeous.
Seen. I mean, she looks like a grown-up model. She's
well, they're good-looking
gorgeous.
People. However, Jesse is a complete fucking douchebag.
Ooh, well, him and Jax have been friends for a very long time, and now I see
Of course.
Why.
And he might even
she's
be,
she's over him.
Dare and, I say, a bigger douche than Jax?
I don't
think
so.
He's pretty douchey.
He has a successful career. I'll give
that
to
him. Okay, we'll give
him that. I'll give him that. And he actually lives in a really nice house.
They don't live in the Valley.
Oh, yeah. They live in Chateau Marmont.
Behind Chateau Marmont. So, like, in West Hollywood.
Oh. And she hates him already. So, these are the two that we know are either split up now or going to split up. I think they filed for divorce.
They already did. They filed for divorce. Then we have Nia and Danny. And Danny looked so familiar. And then when he said he was on iCarly and Hannah Montana, I'm like, okay, that's why he looks familiar.
They have 302.
That's a lot.
Do you like them? They live in a townhouse.
Townhouse, yeah. Doesn't he have that Disney money?
I mean, those Disney little kids didn't make that much money, I don't think.
Now he's doing voiceovers.
But that was pretty funny when they showed him in his little cubicle doing the voices. He's pretty good.
He is good.
I don't know how much they make. She was Miss Universe? Miss...
I don't know. She was a beauty
Miss USA.
Queen.
She's gorgeous. But she's fresh off having these twins, and she's tired.
But he helps. I mean, he actually does a lot.
He is a big help. I like them right now. I think he can get swayed into the guy dude thing easily.
He seems a little bit passive. Janet and Jason. So he's a workers' comp attorney, and she was an actress, right? Because she looks familiar too.
Well, she's friends with all them. She's been on the show for years. She's okay. She's actually good friends with Lala, Stassi. I think they're the cutest couple. I think she's really funny.
She is funny.
She has a little bit of Stassi feeling to her.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I like them a lot. The only thing I don't like about them is that they apparently hang out with Jax and Brittany 3 to 4 times a week. That's the only thing that turned me off about them.
I know. That seems weird.
Jax and Brittany are so unlikable.
Brittany, I hate as much as I hate Jax. She's so annoying.
I agree, but why?
And did her accent get thicker?
Oh, it's so thick.
It wasn't like that before.
Thick.
Maybe she was trying to temper it when she just throws it on
when she's comfortable.
Oh, God. And she had a neck. What did she have?
Jaw.
Lipo like, in her neck. So yes. She was talking weird.
Kristen and Luke. She wants to get pregnant so bad, but he lives in Colorado. I did look and it looks like they're still together.
They do their podcast together.
Oh, that's who she has her podcast with? So I think he must have moved to LA permanently.
Oh, maybe. But she's still crazy Kristen.
But she's not pregnant yet.
No.
Hmm.
And then Zach, who's Brittany's BFF from Kentucky that moved out here. Now, was he wearing a wig?
I don't think so. I think that's his hair.
That's his hair?
I think so.
That looked weird. It looked like a wig.
It was very
black and it was very combed forward.
Mm. In another scene, it was coiffed. So I thought it was his real hair.
And then Jasmine, who lives in the same apartment complex as Kristen and Katie, actually.
Yeah, and then Zach lived there, too, at some point. And then I think Janet said she lived with all of them at some point. See, that's why, because they're all friends from Vanderpump days.
So this might actually work because they are all really friends.
That's why I actually enjoyed watching
the
show.
I did, too.
There was true connections. The only people I hate are Jax and Brittany.
Can we get rid of them?
I want to get rid of them. But they're also the only ones who live in like a halfway decent, nice house.
This is true.
People were saying that they hated the kid element. I kind of like it. I want to see them try to be parents, try to be grownups. Because I remember this stage where the kids were little. You felt still young. And you were still young.
But you had to be a parent.
It's an awkward stage in life.
It is. But I liked it. I mean, they've evolved somewhat. It is funny, though, because when they talk about how much they've changed and how much their lives have changed, and I'm thinking, it really hasn't changed. I mean, the only thing that's changed is now you've got a kid you've got to take care of.
Yeah.
But you're still the same people.
Of course. And then he's complaining about having to do cameos. Dude, you're probably making all your money off the cameos.
You're lucky you have cameos.
So this is starting the process of him opening the bar. This is the beginning of it.
But he has many jobs, Anne. He's an influencer. He's a podcaster and a bar owner.
Do they still do their podcast? Or does she just do it
now?
No,
I think they are still doing it.
Together?
I think so.
So I saw them on an interview, and it was them two and Kristen, and Kristen was sitting in the middle of them. The interviewer said, Jack, can I ask you about, and he goes, are you going to ask about the relationship? And she says, well, of course. And he goes, I just don't want to talk about it. You know, we're separated. I just don't want to talk about it. And then Brittany goes, I'll talk about it.
I love it.
I needed a break. We weren't getting along. And we're still not back together.
Well, That's good for her for not wanting her child to be subjected to all their bullshit and for getting out of there.
So there were moments like at their party when Jax pulled down.
Oh, Danny's swim trunks.
Yeah, Danny's swim trunks for a picture.
Come on.
Guess who fucking told him to do it?
Who?
Brock.
Oh, Brock did?
Said, pull his pants down.
Oh, I didn't catch
that. But Jax did it still, like a fucking 10-year-old.
Brock?
Pull his pants down.
What an idiot.
See? He's a fucking douche.
And I don't think it was so weird that Nia's very emotional because she's got baby hormones going on, but I get why she was pissed. I mean, it was embarrassed her husband. And how old are you, you asshole? Yes.
Oh, I would have been so fucking pissed. And why wasn't Danny as pissed?
And why wasn't Brittany? I mean, she apologized, but it's like, she knows Jax.
Nobody saw anything. It's okay. I didn't even say anything.
That's not the point.
No. It's humiliating. I apologize for Jax because he's an idiot. And then Jax walks by. I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by it. I thought it was just funny. I'm sorry. That's how he gets away with everything.
But then he spins it and goes like, well, he should have been wearing underwear. What's he doing not wearing underwear?
Yeah, it's a fucking swimsuit, you dick. You know what? Jax is a dick.
Jax is a jackass.
He's the epitome of that, right?
Yeah.
When you think of what a dick, it's Jax Taylor.
Mm, I would want to know what he did, though, to make her leave. I really want to know.
I think we'll find out. You think she's going to stay silent for long? No.
Probably not.
No, she'll tell her story when the time is right. All right. Summer House? Or anything else?
I don't think there was anything else. We know Kristen sold. Okay, this was weird.
Oh.
Kristen sold her Valley Village home at the encouragement of her boyfriend. So she moved in with her boyfriend and then she broke up.
Yeah.
And now she's living in an apartment.
That little house was so
super cute, too. So anyway. All right. Summer House.
Ooh. Okay. So Carl calls his mom and stepdad right away after that fight with Lindsay and tells them, you know, I'm trying my best with Lindsay. This is where it's starting.
The cracks are forming. Mm-hmm. Well, the cracks are already formed, but they're becoming more and more obvious.
Well, even Jesse Solomon is saying, hey, did Lindsay ever apologize for saying that you were on something and accusing you of that? And he's like, no, not yet. We haven't really spoken. She probably will. No, they spoke and he apologized to her.
I think that's the way it always was.
Always. He goes, I just think we need to... I want to try to communicate without it getting crazy. And she goes, yeah, we'll talk it out in therapy. Like she doesn't want to have any conversations, real conversations, because she has a problem. She has a drinking problem.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you don't behave like that and not have a drinking problem.
And she's not like that, I don't think, when she's sober. So that's the other thing is, I mean, well, Lindsay.
Carl said it. And so did Kyle. They said, when she drinks, this is how she becomes.
Yeah, she attacks.
She attacks.
And she's on the defense. So one of the mornings, Sierra went and did the cycling with all the guys and they talked about it again. And Carl said, you know, I think I told her that I'm not even going to come up until Saturday because Friday nights are just could be too crazy. How horrible is that, though, that you have to restructure your whole weekend because she might get so drunk you might fight?
Well, right. And she said that he wasn't coming because he was waiting for a delivery or something. Mm-hmm. And that didn't appear to be the case because what did he bring with him?
He didn't come yet. He hadn't arrived.
Right. But when he did come, did he bring some big thing?
No, but he hadn't arrived yet. We left on it being Friday night because it was the second weekend that we haven't seen him that weekend yet. We covered two weekends in this last episode.
Oh, I thought she said he was coming the next day. She did. He came.
No, he hasn't come yet. Because it's still Friday night because they're doing the dinner. They're making the dinner. I'm jumping around all over the place with the stories because Sierra said to him, my father drinks like that and the way he gets and it's not going to get any better. It's going to be like this. So if this is what you want the rest of your life to be, you got to think about that. Everybody's saying this to him.
Well, I think little by little, I think he's looking for validation from his mom, from his stepdad, from people that if he makes this decision to cut ties with her, that he's making the right decision and that people are in agreement with him, which who wouldn't be? Maybe the way he did it wasn't the best, but there's no way that this relationship was going to work. No way. Unless he was a complete puppy dog and just did everything that Lindsay wanted him to do.
The problem is it's becoming such an issue. It's triggering him.
Well, and how Ciara had a good point. She said, what are you going to do like when you have kids? Like if she drinks and this is the behavior, is this what you're going to have to deal with kids?
And even if she doesn't drink, there's still issues.
Oh, for sure. She needs to change her therapist.
You sound like Jax. Didn't Jax say that about Kristen? Kristen's like, I'm going to therapy because of these people. Like, she needs to change her therapist. So they had the camping night and
that was fun.
That was very fun. I love the games. And then I love that West and Sierra shared a tent together.
Yeah, but they haven't done the dirty
yet.
No,
they haven't. He's even stayed at her house, but on the couch.
Yeah.
He's been at first base for a while, he said.
I know. Amanda wants to move to Jersey so that she can have a yard because she needs natural light.
But also, she's talking about getting another place in Jersey. We can still have the place in the city, but I want another place in Jersey with a backyard. You can see Kyle's like, are you fucking kidding me? We're trying to make ends meet in these this apartment and this office.
Well, right. And apartments are expensive. We know Lindsay and Carl's two-bedroom was like $14,000. Paige is now looking for a bigger apartment. She pays $8,500 a month, so she's willing to go to $9,000 a month.
I just can't believe it's so much more expensive there than the other cities. San Francisco is nowhere near that price. D.C., no. I just know from my daughter, she has a great apartment, nowhere near that price.
Yeah, even like Silicon Valley and the Bay Area, which is the most expensive place to live, L.A., whatever, nowhere near Manhattan.
Mm-mm. I don't even know. How can fucking Paige afford that?
Well, she's an influencer. She makes a lot of money.
Shit.
I want to know how Lindsay and Carl are affording a $14,000 a month. What is she doing?
She's influencing.
But I don't see her influencing that much.
He's still paying for half that apartment.
Through the end of the lease. Yeah. It should be up pretty soon. I mean, that's admirable.
Yeah.
That he's doing that.
I mean, he's on the lease.
Well, yeah.
So he kind of, legally has to. True. Well, he doesn't really fucking have to. They can evict. He could be a dick, not pay, and they would evict her.
So apparently they only have sex like every couple of weeks. And Paige says, people, you know, we know that couples exaggerate. So if they're saying every couple of weeks, it's probably like
less than that.
Yeah. Every couple of months.
Again, we've said this from the beginning. We didn't see any sexual chemistry with them.
No, but have you ever with Carl? I mean, I can't remember him having.
Yeah,
like,
when he was drinking and partying and early in the seasons, he was making out with all the ladies. Yeah. Hmm. I mean, because remember, he was hooking up with everybody. Paige.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. In the pantry.
Paige in the pantry.
That's true. I do feel bad for him. She's a terror.
I do feel bad for him. I think the fact that she lets us believe that he was so horrible and breaking it off and we're watching it all unfold. And nobody feels bad for Lindsay right now.
Well, who would?
I don't know. It's going
to. The fact that she's coming out and saying all these terrible things that Carl did to her. And then we're watching how she behaves. It's like, well, no shit. I mean, you're a monster.
Now, I know we don't see everything.
We see enough. We see enough to know. We know.
I love Craig and Paige. They're at the summer house together. They are so comfortable with each other now.
Yeah.
He has kind of stopped drinking. He's taking care of himself, feeling better than ever. And he has a conversation with Kyle. Kyle alludes like, you're changing. Are you doing that for Paige? Like, are you not drinking because of Paige?
He's poking around.
Yeah. And he's like, no, not really. I just feel better. And I realize that if it doesn't happen between me and Paige, it's going to be okay. And then Kyle's like, wait, what? Are you kidding? Because last summer you were saying you were going to marry her and everything. He's like, well, you know, things need to change. I love that Craig is having this attitude because that's why Paige is sticking around.
Right.
He's very confident. He has his business. He's not moving. He bought a house. He has a life there. She can do whatever she does wherever.
Well, and he's another one. When he drank a lot, and we saw it on Summer House, he became super arrogant. He wasn't going to clean. He pays people to do that and all this other shit. Maybe it was Winter House.
It was Winter House, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when he was very cocky.
Yeah, and that was when he was drinking. So it's probably best that he doesn't drink so much because he's much more likable.
I just like Craig a lot. He's a little subdued, right? I think a little bit of something.
Oh, hi.
Maybe one drink. He's a little calm right now. Also, I love that Jesse Solomon was like, shit, is Craig going to kick my ass? Craig doesn't have he's fine, Jesse Solomon.
And Kyle, being the prick that he is, he's like, oh, did you know that, you know, Jesse was flirting with Paige? And Craig had a very mature response. He's like, well, who wouldn't? She's very attractive.
Exactly.
Girl.
Kyle's not going to, he's not going to fall for it.
And he was like, huh? Like,
I think my favorite friendship, though, is Jesse and West in the city.
Yes,
hanging out.
I love them.
They're great together.
They're a great addition.
Oh, they really picked two good ones.
They did. Finally.
Finally. The editors are not doing Lindsay any favors by showing every glass of wine she's pouring. She probably had two glasses all night, but we saw every single pour.
Yeah. Well, we've heard that she's not exactly pleasant to work with. that she can be right. a real bitch.
Oh yeah. And they're
so they're not going to do her any favors.
No, and they're not none of the people are hiding it either. I mean, Paige, they're all very honest with Lindsay. That's why I like it. They're like, you were a bitch. All of them to each other's faces are very honest.
And I'm glad Amanda and Paige and even Gabby, who's her friend. But when she hears things she doesn't want to hear, she changes the subject yeah. or she walks out of the room.
That's the way she operates.
Yeah.
Speaking of things behind the scenes, my favorite podcast, Vile Files with Nick Vile. Again, he's having the Love is Blind people on. So he had Chelsea and Jimmy on.
Now they're not together.
No, no. Okay. They only tried for 4 days dating.
Now, but I read something that said he's really the bad guy, not her.
That's what I was going to say.
What happened?
What we kind of find out is that Jimmy got the great edit. There was so much behind the scenes that they didn't show with their arguments. He is a partier. He does go out most of the time. That's why when we saw her saying, you know, I don't want this party guy. He's like, I'm going to one birthday party. That's not true. He actually called her one night and said, I'm out with my friends. She knew they were all out together. And it was a bunch of the people from the show. I think it was a bunch of the guys. He said, I'm near my place. I'm just going to stay here for the night. And this is when they were still kind of trying to work things out. He calls and says, I'm just going to stay at my place. She's like, okay. He leaves his phone on. And he was just going to go home for the night. And he's like, all right, let's go out and party. Oh, who wants to go to the other bar? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So he was a liar. Yes. He's a liar. And when he was calling into the show, Nick's like, well, where are you right now? And he's like, I don't even want to say. And he's like, well, where? He's like, I'm in Vegas for a pool party thing. And he said, are you getting paid for it? And he goes, yeah. And then Nick's like, well, that's fine. He goes, I know, but here, you know, I'm pushing around this thing like I'm not a partier. And here I am doing this. It's like, well, you are a partier.
Yeah,
it's fine. Clearly. You're what, 28 years old. Have at it. Just don't act like you did nothing wrong.
Right.
Also, Chelsea said, I thought I came off great because I know what happened. And maybe I was emotional, but I know I did nothing wrong. Like, she felt good about after filming. She's like, oh, it's going to be great. I come off looking great.
God.
She goes, I was worried about people getting mad at me for staying with him for so long. He also told her numerous times that he was never going to say yes at the altar. So,
really?
And she just kept trying to make it work. So she goes, I thought they were going to show me as this pitiful girl that, you know, kept going back to him. Isn't that funny?
Really? See, editing. It's all about the editing.
Yeah. Oh, but what he said, what Nick said was, once Jimmy got the heroes or the good edit, he started to kind of believe his own hype. Like, oh, look at me. I am this guy. So he didn't come out with the stories, you know, that really what really happened because right. he didn't have to. And Chelsea wasn't saying anything.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Pretty interesting. Fucking Nick Vile. All right.
A lot of other podcasters don't.
They don't like him because he's so, but he's got good people.
Well, yeah, he's got that big name behind him. Yeah, he does.
And money now.
Yeah. Good for him.
Okay. Seeking Sister Wives, Gina, the Mary Fields. They're meeting with Natalia in Cancun.
She's 25. She comes with her mom.
Yes.
These girls are looking for payday, right? Getting a visa.
Yes, I believe it's getting a visa.
Citizenship and a payday.
But why this route? He's so desperate.
Oh, he's disgusting.
He hasn't even met her in person. They can't communicate. They don't speak the same language. He's bringing a ring there. He wants to propose.
With his sons there.
I know, God.
You know what really bothers me? Is the way he talks, like when she was in her swimsuit, he was like, ooh la la. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Shut up.
He's always
like petting her, yes, like touching her. And so is fucking Danielle.
Ew, why is she touching her?
It's weird.
It looks like they're looking for a threesome.
Yes. 100%.
Danielle needs to back off. Like, Danielle needs to put her foot down. Ew. I don't know. It's too much.
I don't know. Danielle Garrick always looks disgusting. Like she took a bite of a lemon. She's always got this face that's just like,
because she doesn't want to be doing this.
No. So they go to the cenote. I don't know. She wouldn't go in and they made a big deal about her not
she was
going
uncomfortable.
In. And Danielle's like, well, she's no Roberta. And I'm like,
I got to know Roberta. Roberta, we all loved Roberta. This one's young. She's 25. She's not feeling you guys. Although she's saying that she likes Garrick.
I don't know why.
I don't know what she could possibly see. And what does her mother thinking about all this?
The mother's thinking she's going to come to the U.S. and then send money.
I think you're right. Or a free vacation. That's what I was thinking.
Let's like go to Cancun. Day fiance situation.
It is.
And then at the end, stupid Garrick, apparently he's still on the dating apps.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. I think Natalia found out that he's still on the apps.
Right. And Danielle is pissed. And he's like, huh?
I didn't know.
Sure. Just in case this doesn't work out. I have to have a backup plan.
I got to get engaged. I don't want to have sex with you anymore, Danielle.
It's God's will for them to have more wives.
That's right.
God's will.
I forgot about God's will.
The Davis family in Colorado.
So Danielle moved out, but she's willing to talk to the producers. She's not ready to move forward with somebody else yet, but now she's going to go back and, you know, maybe try to work it out. I don't know. Why is she going back there?
Well, she goes back, but so she doesn't really want to have another wife join the mix.
But why not, Gina? That's what's expected of her.
Now, didn't we say that she went out and was told to go recruit, like to go find another wife?
Well, kind of. Like they want her to get married. Remember, he likes the two wives
another
to
woman.
Be married.
Right.
Yeah. Why that makes a difference, I don't know. It'll make their family complete.
As long as they're not marrying him, then
right.
he's not liable
no, he can't
for
have
anything.
Any, he can't have any responsibility.
That stupid medallion around his neck. And choke him with it.
I'm dressing for the part. I'm a stay-at-home daddy.
I got to look
dressing.
The part.
Got to look for the part.
I'm barbecuing. I got to look the part. I'm wearing a black t-shirt. Because I got to look the part.
Ugh.
Gross.
Okay, Becky and Justin, the Ryans.
Now, this is interesting.
It is
They're
interesting.
A new couple.
I find them fascinating, actually.
Now, they must live in Utah.
I think so.
Because they got married when he was 19, she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And they grew up in a polygamous household.
They believe in polygamy.
So, and they have six kids. So they for sure live in Utah.
And her dad was a polygamist.
But yeah, they're trying to find another wife.
They dated one girl for 9 months and then she ghosted them. Mm-hmm. Now I'm comparing him to the other husbands. He's not bad looking. Like he kind of has.
There's something about him. Right, when he was younger, he was attractive.
Yes. And he's still young, by the way, because if they got married that young and they have six, he's probably like 28.
What?
How old do you think he is?
The husband?
Yeah. He's not that old, is he?
Yes. He's got to be like in his 40s. Late
40s. So? I was thinking they were popping those kids out. No way. She's not that old. She's only
three
years younger.
For sure in their 40s. 28?
I don't think he was that old. Oh, wait, maybe.
He's definitely. Yeah. He's definitely not 28.
Okay. Rose-colored glasses.
We will investigate and report back.
But when they go to the bar and they try to meet that woman.
Now, that was
actually,
setup.
You're right. He's older because that woman was older.
Yeah. I mean, that was a total setup. First of all, they go to a restaurant at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It looked like it was 3:30 for dinner.
Nobody there. It was empty.
There's
I thought they were going to a club.
Two people at the bar. This lady and her
grandma,
her old friend.
And then the lady that she was with just like shaking her head, putting her
oh my god,
in her hands,
she
going,
was ignoring
oh my
the
god,
whole thing.
What is happening?
Yeah,
so
that
awkward.
Was totally set up.
So yeah, this is stupid.
It was like a strip mall restaurant that they went.
Yeah,
to.
It wasn't. It was very bright lighting and. Yeah.
They're not going out and meeting somebody like that. They're on the apps. Just like Garrick.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way. She's got to be a plant. I'm not buying
it. They said, listen, these people are going to come up. We'd play along, would you? And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Strange.
So the Sherwoods. We met them last week.
This one. So she is pregnant.
She is pregnant.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yeah. So.
Which is even stranger that she's dating while pregnant.
Yeah. Who wants to get involved in all that?
They break it off with Grace.
But I was
Grace.
Well, Grace isn't a
never going to work out.
No, but Shane's friend Rachel came over, and I was so focused on her boobs they were front and center.
Oh yeah,
and it looked like they were pulling apart, and I was like, "What is happening?" So how they met? Playing competitive beer pong.
Yeah,
in a competitive beer pong tournament. I was like, "Say no more. You just said a lot there, Shane." And he also plays video games.
Well, yeah, he's
Mm-mm.
yes.
That'd be the day.
What does he do for a living? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know if we knew, if he told us.
I actually don't mind him as like, I think they're nice. I just think the situation is so strange. She's pregnant yet looking for somebody else because she's bi.
Yeah, but why not just wait until you have the baby?
And also, he's not bi. He doesn't want to have a relationship with this person. He's just going to let her have a relationship stay.
So why does she have to move in with them?
Good question. Why can't she just date?
That seemed like it would cause a problem.
Well, I think he's fine with her just dating, but he wants to meet the person because, especially, I guess now if they're having a child, it makes more sense.
Also, I was very distracted by the fact, did you notice they had a hook in the middle of their headboard?
What?
Like a white, one of those stick-on
hooks. That before?
That's what I was wanting to know.
That seems dangerous.
What are they hanging on that thing? So weird.
I would just hang my dental floss or something like that. Okay, maths.
This is like a where are they now extended version.
So
it just keeps going and going.
But what we're learning are the girls are kind of crap.
Well,
and
the
liars.
Girls, all of them.
All of them.
Except Lauren. Ryan and
right.
Lauren.
Lauren's not hanging with these girls.
No, but
it's like she knows they're fucking liars. So she is not hanging with them.
I'm Emily and Claire. No wonder they're good friends, right?
Yes. Emily, Claire, and
Becca. When Claire was talking to her friend, she always spins it like, I really tried. I reached out to him.
He's such a great guy.
He just won't, blah, 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 blah. All bullshit.
Cameron on the after show and Brennan totally set the record straight.
Yeah. Like, so I can't wait for the reunion.
Oh, that's right. There hasn't been a reunion
yet. No,
it's not
over yet.
Because we're waiting for Michael and Chloe. So what's going to happen with them? Are they going to walk down the aisle? Is this going to work out?
I don't know. I mean, it's 16 days after decision day. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how long Chloe and Michael have been married, but the longer they're together, I think she's liking him more and he's liking her less.
That's what I think's happening.
I like her, but she just has too many ideas.
She sounds grounded, but she's mm-hmm. not.
No, I think she's all over the place.
I think he doesn't know how to navigate all that. I think he wants to really like her and he wants to think that this could work, but
he's also thinking, what the fuck, if I sign up for this, my life is
gonna
never
change.
Be the same,
right? And I like the way my life is. He's a guy that is so happy with his life. He just wants somebody to plop right in into his life, but she wants her own life. She wants to create a life together outside of the city in a house.
But she's not willing to give. I mean, I think she's very set in her thoughts and what she wants.
But she lets him dress the way he wants.
I do think it's curious, though, that he keeps telling her that for the first few months that they'll go back and forth and he doesn't want to live together.
Mm-hmm. And she's confused, rightfully so, because mm-hmm. they're married now. They're not dating. It's not dating at first sight. And he said, would I date her forever? Sure. It's like, okay.
That's not the point.
Also, just get divorced and then date. Like, make an agreement. Make an arrangement. Work it out that way.
He's a very good communicator and he's very calm and he has a conversation with her and says he's reevaluating the marriage. And she was not expecting him to say that.
No, she's kind of freaking out.
Because she's really liking him.
I don't know if he'll say yes. He is, they're older. So I think he's pretty set in his ways.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I don't know how long this one's going to go, but it's been going quite a while.
What?
How long the show? How many more episodes before it ends? They're dragging it out.
I mean, they can't follow the other couples forever. They've got to speed it up. I think they've got to speed it up. Like, the next episode needs to be
Decision day
for them. But I didn't see that in the previews.
No, I didn't either. I didn't either. But the after show is getting really good because they keep bringing Cameron back because Cameron's the one who's spilling all the tea. And I love it.
And Cameron and Brennan. I would like Austin to be on again. I want to see his perspective on things.
And I kind of understood Brennan too. Like, he said Emily really spun a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing with the diary cam, I can understand why he wanted her to erase that, because if she was talking a bunch of shit about him. And they did discuss a lot of things that they shouldn't bring up on camera.
They discussed a lot and then they had an agreement. Let's not talk bad about each other on camera. So now I'm seeing why he's being so weird when the professionals come and speak with them. she's all of a sudden breaking their little trust thing. And he's confused, like, whoa, we both had this agreement. We weren't going to talk bad about each other. Now, all of a sudden, you are.
Yeah.
Like, I can do that to you, but I'm actually not going to, because I made a commitment to not talk shit about you. So now I'm seeing a whole different side.
Right. I don't really trust Emily. And also, Claire, she's the one who... So Cameron knew about the double date thing. It was a complete joke.
Yes.
Claire spun it and made it factual, and she stirred the shit.
Cameron said that Claire thought it was funny when he told her. Claire thought it was funny and then retold it like it was a serious thing.
And it's true what Brendan said, is that he didn't like the fact that all of the girls ganged up on each of the guys individually.
Yeah.
Which was wrong.
Also, when Emily made out with some guy at the bar, they're using the excuse of the double date to have her have it be okay that she made out with the guy at the bar.
Well, he was going to do this, so it's okay.
Yeah. Ridiculous. So, you know, my ideas, thoughts are turning on the girls.
Me too. I know. I don't feel so bad for them anymore, sadly.
I know.
Crazy.
So that's it.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yep. Not really keeping up with the YouTube.
Yeah, we got to get on that. It's a process. We got to film. Process. We got to be camera ready.
At our age, camera ready is just not the same.
I roll over on my bike in my sweats. And
I love when we don't have to be camera ready. Camera ready is much different in your late up ages than when you're, you know, young and
there's filters.
Bouncy and cute.
Oh, yeah. Everybody uses a filter. We could just use a filter. What the heck?
Filters are great until people see you in person. And then they're like, what?
Who are you? Do I know you?
Nobody recognized us. Have a nice weekend.
Have a good one.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.